Okay, my dear devotees, there are six steps for perfecting your japa. Let's quickly bring them together. Who remembers one of them? Silence, mind control, internal and external purity, but I don't put so much weight on external purity because we all wash ourselves regularly. That's in our culture. That's not a problem. Yes. Okay. Persistence, steadfastness, patience, yeah. Contemplate the meaning of the mantra. We got them all together. Very good. Very, very, very good. Now, we will send you on all these six steps. The training newsletter will really be on that one activity. On these six steps. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote a comment on this powerful method. He said in his comment, while chanting japa, remember Krishna's name with affectionate respect. He, in other words, speaks a little bit of the school of feelings. Affectionate respect should be there. You should respect your practice and you should have affection for it. Concentrate your mind on the chanting alone. Be pure in your mind. And avoid speaking uselessly. That's monam. Huh? Contemplate the mantra's meaning and remain patient. I like very much this commentary because it tells us we should sit down and have a good mood first to the chanting. I noticed this. I have asked Kirtaniyas how do they sing, and many of them say before they sit down to start a kirtan, they want to make sure that their heart is connected with Krishna, because only if that is happening, then that inner orientation is there, the kirtan becomes nice. I must tell you from my own experience of leading kirtans quite often, not because I'm good, but because I'm old. The first thing I try really to do is in my mind to go I have a few places in Vrindavan where I can think of Krishna very nicely, so I go to one of those and then just try to serve Krishna by singing from there. And I've noticed I'm very particular with music. Very easily, for instance, yesterday the karatals were too fast. I was part of the problem. I don't know nice karatal playing, so I went too fast and everyone followed and so on. And I was very irritated because of my own karatal playing, and then another verse. We were really, the kirtan was 20 kilometers an hour, and slow, in other words, and the card rhythm was 180 kilometers an hour, and that's the greatest pain I can imagine. It tears me into two pieces. And I thought, again, you're just thinking about the rhythm. What will the devotee think about? Then I try to, I don't care about the rhythm. I'm in the Hare Krishna movement. We do things different than normal people. So then I went to my favorite place and sang for Krishna. And then I immediately, after some time, forgot the rhythm. And then the rhythm took care of itself. It was right, in other words, after some time. So I've always noted that magical thing, that if you connect with Krishna, other things take care of themselves. And I can't really explain to you how it is happening. For instance, during a day where you have a lot of things to do, if in the morning you chant and you read, no matter how much you have to do, then the day takes care of itself. Or let us say, Krishna takes care of the day. That is the experience many devotees have made. Even devotees outside of our movement, there is a devotee called Dr. Martin Luther King. He has become famous for giving black people equal rights in America. That was not there, apparently. He said something which I have taken note of. He said, "Oh, today I have so much to do. That means I have to pray longer." It's paradoxical. Well, you have so much to do, you have to save time wherever you can. So make a quick prayer. No, no, no. It doesn't work like this. If you connect with Krishna, somehow, and I can't explain to you exactly how it happens. It's not that your mood is better and therefore you can do much more. It just works. We have this in our Gaura Bhavan. We have so much to do. Oh, we could give up sleep. So much service is there for Krishna, and exciting service, which all the people who do service there like. That's why they're there. But I always tell them, in the morning we want to chant, and we want to read, and then somehow you will do everything which is required. And when they do this, when they follow, many times they don't follow, which is normal for young people, when they do, they can see that the day takes care of itself. So this patience, not rushing your chanting, no? And steadfastness, to not lose hope even though you don't attain it, becomes easy. And I want to give you a simple point here for the last things. Patience and steadfastness. See the chanting not as your meditational practice, but as a service. Service where you glorify Radha and Krishna. The rest of the day you do other services, but this is the main service they like from you. Now that's why Prabhupada said, of all the instructions which the spiritual master gives, the instructions to chant 16 rounds without offenses is the most important. It's you don't have to be anywhere else. You don't have to rush to anywhere else. And when you don't feel anything, no problem. It's service. The servant is not expected to feel. You know, when you cook a meal as a servant, it's not that you eat while you cook, you know, and relish the meal. No, no, you're just cooking and presenting it to the master's joy. Yeah, this is very important, these two points, patience and steadfastness. It's not really a technique. The technique would be to control your mind while you do this. And therefore, the greatest stress which I want to put on the chanting practice is always here in this retreat, always this one technique: bring your mind back to the first hari. And we will do this again, because if we do it a few times under guidance, there's a likelihood, strong likelihood, that we will do it when we sit down and chant. So please sit tall again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare. Yes. So, what we will do now is we will chant a group japa session. If you have your japa mala, it's good if you finger on your beads. If not, it is not a problem. It will help you during this session to chant and count the beads, because it will make you more conscious and put a thing in there so that you don't rush your practice. I will one time chant alone and then we will chant together. It's always good if you center yourself a little bit. Take just a minute time. You want to now connect your mind with the holy name and chant for Krishna's pleasure. I will one time chant alone, and when you hear the sign, it's time for you. And I will then speak to you something. I will train you. It will be a little tough what I say this time. But I need to do it anyways, I can't tell all my tricks, to just connect you. So, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama. Continue. Next beat. Hare Krishna. You must continue. Don't be shocked. Na Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Next beat. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Take your next beat. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Concentrate on touching the beat. Be there. Don't be absent-minded. Be present-minded. Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Feel the beat, the pearl, the japa beat. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Your mind should be with your pearl, your bead. It's really there. It's not automatically happening. You have to concentrate. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This much better. But some of you are still a little bit in outer space. Connect with your beat. Please do it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Yes, better with the beat. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Feel your beat. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By concentrating the mind on the beat, being really there with the practice, you will become automatically more internal. How does this happen? Well, very simply, by the power of the concentration on something, you can't concentrate on something else. So you are now with your practice, but that's not enough. By the way, I strongly recommend and request you get Tulsi beads, because Tulsi is the great devotee of Krishna, and we Gaudiya Vaishnavas chant mainly on Tulsi beads, not other beads. You can ask your pujari if you have a Tulsi bead or if it is some other wood. Okay, we don't want to lose the concentration. This was the first exercise to concentrate our mind. I assume that you have a posture, a good posture. If not, please correct it. Now comes a more powerful practice, which you know. I will chant one time alone, and then I will also surprise you. Actually, no, I won't surprise you. I will be a little bit forceful. Please, some of you were shocked. Don't be shocked. I'm a very mellow person. A very, you know. But sometimes I need to get through the daze which is around your mind, the fog, the mental fog, and therefore I'm a little sharp. But don't worry, the intent is good. Hare, one time alone, I will do it alone, and then we will do it together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. I have to do it another time because I was not concentrated. Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please continue. Now bring your mind to the first hurry, which will happen in one or two seconds. Now, yes, your mind has not arrived. No, Hare Hare. First hurry. Na Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. First hurry. See the first hurry through your mind's eye. If you need to see it through the physical eye first, you can open your eyes. There is on the left side the whole Maha Mantra. But we really want you to connect with the Hari. You have to see the Hari now. It comes in 1 second. Now, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. What you can do to concentrate better on the first Hari, imagine you're saying the Hari with your heart. Now with your heart, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. With your heart, a heart connection. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. A heart connection. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Good, very good. Now, don't make such an effort. Just do it mildly, gently connect. Huh? Gently. Hare Krishna. Na Hare 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 Rama Rama. A gentle heart connection. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Connect and stay as long as possible in the sound vibration. Stay effortlessly like a person who floats down a river. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is much better than in the beginning. You might ask yourself, how do you know how I chant? It's a certain sound. You know, when a person speaks concentrated, when a person concentrates, you can hear the sound. But if he's all over the place, you can hear a different sound. It's the quality of the sound. That's how you can see the level of concentration. It's better. It's much better than the first day. But please take this practice home. You are just beginning. You can be one much, much more there. And it's all a matter of your practice at home. It's all a matter of your practice at home. You might even like to invite a friend over to japa so that you can do it together. But you need to stick with this practice. You need to train your chant muscles. So, we will now come to another part. While I speak, I would like the devotees to please close the windows, the curtains. Maybe you should also take that roll, because we have finally some sun here. What is it called? Jalousine? How do you call this thing which goes down? What? The blinds. Yes, it makes you blind to the... Who of you have visited Giriraj Govardhan? Wow, that's good. Then it's easy. What is your impression of Giriraj? Very merciful. What other? It's shiny somehow. Yeah, sun rays, yes. Giriraj is supposed to be the best servant of Krishna because he serves Krishna in a variety of ways. He supplies cool water which flows through many waterfalls. We will show you in a minute a few pictures of Giriraj Govardhan. But what I will tell you about is called the Aprakat Dham, that which is more suitable for meditation than the Prakat Dham. What are these two terms? Aprakat is something which is spiritual and not always manifest to the material senses, like the soul at this moment is Aprakat for us. Huh? But we can feel something of it in the heart space. So Vrindavan has a visible form which we can see, that is called the prakat form of Vrindavan, and aprakat is the spiritual form which we can feel when our and see through the eyes of devotion. So here is a description for you about Giriraj's servants of Krishna. We like to connect with Giriraj when we chant near him because of his service. Thank you. He supplies cool water which flows in the many waterfalls and which is drunk by Krishna and Balaram, but also by the cows. A good servant serves always those who are dear to his master, and Giriraj therefore serves drinking water not only to Krishna Balaram but to his beloved cows. Krishna Balaram do wash their feet and their mouth in that water. And listen to this, Giriraj supplies also tasty juices like honey and mango juices. And the honey oozes from the different trees, and Krishna Balaram also do drink that honey. There is very special grass, fragrant and soft, which decorates Giriraj and which sometimes stands up. And nowadays Giriraj, you can see these long grasses. Why? Because his hair stands in ecstasy, like this. It's a romancha. Ooh, he goes like goosebumps and all of that. So there are caves in Giriraj where the Lord is protected from excessive heat or coldness or rain. Our photographer wanted to photograph a cave in Giriraj for you, but it's up there and you would have to climb up there, and this is not allowed in our tradition, so he couldn't make you a photo of a cave. There are soft roots for eating, jewels for decoration, and then around Giriraj there are these mineral dyes. They are a little under the earth. You have to get the earth a little up, and Krishna and Balaram use it to make just face decorations like this. They look very colorful and very beautiful. Sometimes Krishna also puts little red here. I guess that's why the Paris Wallers, the people in Paris, have developed rouge. I think you put on the cheeks, so it comes from Krishna. He has invented this. We will show you a slide where you will see Giriraj is sometimes has flat stones. It's very amazing, flat stones, perfect quadrangular shaped stones, and they are meant there as sitting places for the divine couple. And in the form of smooth stones, Giriraj supplies lamps and also mirrors for the divine couple. There are thrones and couches and different types of furniture for Sri Krishna. There are cooling groves of sandalwood trees. In these groves, Krishna and Balaram go when there is a summer heat. You all know when there is heat on the body and you put some sandalwood, you cool down. It's very cool. Don't put sandalwood when you have a cold, because it will aggravate the cold. But it's very cool. So in these sandalwood tree forests, which Giriraj has provided for Krishna Balaram, it's like almost even much better in the, how do you say, air-conditioned atmosphere. But the air is not so dry and you don't get throat problems. It's really the cool breezes are there. And normally where sandalwood is, my dear devotees, there are always snakes, because the snakes get very hot in the summer, and they like to climb up sandalwood trees. Be very careful when you chant under a sandalwood tree. Sometimes there are snakes inside who are very cool but very hungry, and therefore they fall down on you, and they put their poison in you, and then they nipple from your eyes later when you are dead. So you must know all these things when you are in Vrindavan. Yes, there are many things I can teach you. I like very much Vrindavan, and I like to walk around in Vrindavan. That's my private hobby. With Burijan, he also likes that. But in the sandalwood groves around Vrindavan, there's not a single snake because of Giriraj Seva. Sometimes Giriraj sends a snake on the path of a gopi, and then the gopi gets, who has just turned away from Krishna out of man, loving anger. And then she sees the snake, and then she immediately returns to Krishna's arms for full shelter. And then Giriraj smiles because he has helped Krishna's loving pastimes. If Sri Krishna sees a golden stone on Giriraj, there are different colored shilas on Giriraj. He thinks of Radharani. And when Srimati Radharani sees a sapphire-colored stone on Giriraj Hill, she assumes it's her beloved. There are many pastimes places which we will visit in Giriraj. Who knows the most, the two most favorite pastime places at Giriraj? Radhakund, Shyamakund. I've written something down from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Out of their great kindness to the people, Radha and Krishna have become Radha and Shyamakund at the site of Giriraj, which are not filled with ordinary water, but with the liquid love of the divine couple. Did you ever want to bathe in love? Radhakund, Shyamakund. Those who are extremely fortunate bathe there and shine with happiness. Maybe we have slides of people who bathe there and who shine with happiness. Because in this way, they taste the nectar of Radha Krishna's love for each other. It's again mystical. It's again something which your chemistry professor who knows about H2O and its qualities will not be able to explain to you. How is it that this water gives you love, whereas another water doesn't give you love? You have to experience it. And did you know, like a lotus which grows in the water, there is a mystical island in Radhakund's water, which is connected by a bridge made of jewels to the northern shore of Radhakund. In this island, there is a beautiful, beautiful palace. Do you know who owns this palace? It's the younger sister of Srimati Radharani, Ananga Manjari. And she serves there the divine couple with love and devotion. Who is able to know this place? There's a little bit about Giriraj. Jaya Giri Govardhana Arati Nehari Radhika Madhava Nitya Liladana Kori. This is the Artic song to Giriraj. All glories to the Artic of Giri Govardhan, which bestows the eternal service of Sri Sri Radha Madhava to all those who behold it. If you want to get closer to Krishna, do an Artic to Giriraj. You can do very simple what the Brijbasis do take a little Giwik, you know, in a little container, even without a container, and when it's night time, you offer it to Giriraj. Ah, this is the best. And then you will be imbued with mercy. Haha, Prabhu, O my Lord Giriraj, when will I be blessed with residence at Govardhan Hill? This lowly servant takes shelter of your holy name. So Govardhan Aratik, I will now request you to turn around. You will see some pictures of Giriraj. And then I will do a little meditation and we will sing for Giriraj's pleasure. Here you can see the unusual appearance of Giriraj. Can you see this quadrangular things? Devotees have asked, why is it shaped like this? It comes from the time when Hanuman was looking for stones to build the Rama Bridge. And he came to this Giriraj hill and wanted to come under it and shake it to uproot it. So as he was shaking it, these stones came into this form. It broke a little bit, like when you move under glass, it breaks. So then he heard the news that no stones were required, no rocks were required any longer. The bridge was already hogya; it was completed. And then Giriraj cried, "Take me to Ram! I want to do service." And Hanuman said, "No need. Bridge is completed. I got just the message. We don't need you. Oh, we don't need me in my civil service. I'm just here waiting for some seva. Oh no." And then Ram heard how Giriraj was lamenting that he couldn't serve. So he came there and he pacified him and said, don't worry. Krishna will come a little later, 4,500,000 years. Don't worry, he comes just now coming, and then I will lift you up. You know, I'm Krishna, but I'm playing now as Ram. You know, I will come and I will be always with you. Don't worry. So Giriraj has been waiting for that time, and here you see that shine which one devotee explained. When you go, especially early in the morning, Giriraj shines like this. This is an early morning picture. And also you can smell the fragrance of Tulasi if you smell very nicely. And other anjans you can smell. Many devotees have said this. Here are some devotees of Giriraj. And do you see that central stone? Can you see, Janavi, can you see from your viewing position? That is one of the devotees say, those who are Giriraj experts, that here Radha and Krishna sit and they talk with each other. A few other devotees, they have their ashram there, and still other devotees. Beautiful, isn't it? These are also residents of Giriraj. And this is Giriraj Parikrama. It is a very deep experience in Krishna consciousness to walk the sandy paths around Giriraj. This is now not everywhere sandy path. This is a nice stretch which starts at Govinda Kund and goes around Giriraj to Jatipur. It's around this area where we have our Govardhan retreat, in the beautiful retreat. You must come right in the forest and so on. Here's a devotee who chants his rounds, and I request you to watch his expression. Do we have only one? We have other photos. He's often surrounded with monkeys because monkeys also live there, but he's not disturbed because he's very fixed up in chanting. Very nice devotee, chants under the trees of Giriraj. Mm-hmm. Oh, I think something, you know, now we have Photoshop. We should really do some cleaning of Giriraj in the Photoshops, you know. Yes, good. Here is this I call good architecture and good location. Would be nice to, you know, this is all you need. Sadhu lives in there. It's a little small. He sits also often on that cushion before, because that's only for the night. This is no Siamakot. We took an extraordinary perspective to surprise you. Siamakot looking towards the Radhakund, and this directly in front of us is the Sangam where the two meet. Mm-hmm. I don't know. This must be Siamakund as well. This is Radhakund. Yeah, Radhakund. Well, we have some good photographers, you know. This is Radhakund also. They do an Arctic people. And also at the bank, at the side of Giriraj, is Kusum Sarova. Mostly, you know, these holy places, can you go back, please? Start to talk to you when the noise of the pilgrims, there are many pilgrims, stops in the evening time when the sun sets and so on. Very, very, you would see, just sitting there, all of a sudden you feel so many messages in your heart which Krishna gives you of eternity, of the purpose of life, and so on. The next place is a place very dear to the many devotees, Govindakund. It's here where Indra regretted his terrible mistake of flooding Braj. Indra had become so angry at Krishna that he flooded Braj, but he didn't send a single drop of rain to Mathura, where the demon Kamsa lived. He was really overwhelmed by enviousness on Krishna. This is the perspective from one ashram where devotees find shelter often at the Govindakund. Night falls over Giriraj, Krishna. There is a presiding deity which was visited by Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, is Haridev. Haridev is also worshipped by the gopis. He's the deity of the Govardhan area. You can still visit him. There is a mandir for him. Here's some last photos. We show you the photos because in a short while we will ask you to, we will guide you to, and then you have to, you're requested to find a sitting place at Giriraj mentally and chant from there. It's for your internal purification. And yes, that we saw. We have come to the beginning already. Fine. So I suggest you remain like this now, because yes, maybe we can keep this photo in case. Is this good for chanting? Would you like to sit there? I think it's nice and shiny. So before this, I would like to teach you a mantra with which you can worship Giriraj. Namaste Girirajaya. Namaste Girirajaya. Shri Govardhana Namine. Ashesha Klesha Nashaya. paramanandadayine. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the King of Mountains, whose name is Govardhan. He destroys unlimited miseries and bestows the highest bliss. Sit down tall. We can open the back windows, please, because we will require good fresh air. Breathe in and out deeply. We will go a little fast because we have little time. Yes, yes, totally. You can, yes, don't be shy. We want air. That's the idea. Now you have to open the windows. Good. I will take you one time down the meditative path. This time we will really work on our breath. We need still some air. All the prana is used. Are you afraid to open windows, or is there a compelling reason to not open? There I see a... What? Yes, would you like to do that? It's open, it's open, good. So, just breathe in and out. When you breathe in, you can roll your shoulders up. When you breathe out, you let them sink. Roll the shoulders back, up and back. Broadens your ribcage down. Okay, now no shoulder movement, please. Just keep on breathing. When you breathe in, please breathe into your heart space. Imagine your inhale goes down into your heart. And smile a little bit internally. You breathe in joy. Do you know why children smile so much? They don't have so much worries in their minds. So when you start smiling, worries leave you, especially when you breathe out and breathe out tension. Don't worry, we have opened the windows. You can breathe all your tension out. It goes to the Adenic mountains. And all you Bhaktivedanta College students who are under the tension of the last examinations, breathe it out. In our mind's eye, we are now ready to enter Vrindavan. We go through the main gate of the Krishna Balaram Mandir, the outside gate which leads to the street, and go inside. Our left-hand side is the Samadhi Mandir. See it in your mind's eye, the white marble. Go through the doors, and yes, there's the golden form of Srila Prabhupada greeting you. Study his facial expression. Then bow down in gratitude. From there, you can move to the main entrance of the Krishna Balaram temple. Mentally go through the courtyard and go to Radha Shyam Sundar's open altar. In your mind's eye, go up from the lotus feet of Radharani, which are covered, and see her beautiful face through which the compassion of her heart shines through. Go to Shyam Sundar next to Radharani, start from the lotus feet and slowly lift your glance to the beautiful face of Shyam Sundar with his gentle smile through which the compassion of his heart manifests to you. My dear Radha and Krishna, although I have forgotten you since so many long years in this material world, please accept me as your serious servant. Now in your mind's eye, go to Giriraj. There's a prayer which we will chant before we sing to Giriraj. O Govardhan, the young divine couple, Shishi Radha Krishna, play splendid wild loving games in your every cave. So I became very eager to see them there. Please allow me to live close to you. O Govardhan, in topmost joy, Krishna plays together with Balaram and the cowherd boys. In your incomparable jeweled pavilions and thrones, in the hollows of your trees, in your caves and valleys, please allow me to live close to you. O Govardhan, you are the only giver of joy to Shishi Radha Krishna and their associates that are always surrounded by the people, animals and birds of Braj in the mood of friendship. Radha and Krishna associate with so many people, animals and birds. Please mercifully accept me and allow me to live close by you. So go in your mind's eye to Giriraj. If no picture comes because you may not have visited often, you can open your eyes for a short while and see the picture which is provided to you, and then sing from that place the holy name.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Please, one time all together.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Bolo
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan. Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gora Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hare Ba, Hare Ba, Netai Gora Hare Ba.